theaters reporting Hunter Biden's guilty verdict in his gun trial is not expected to have a lasting effect on President Biden's re-election bid.
Political analyst with the University of Virginia, Larry Sabato, says this will likely not affect voters as President Joe Biden runs for re-election.
Well, my feeling is that this will be, if not quickly forgotten, then very quickly put way down on the list of concerns that would produce or change a vote.
Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years in prison, though as a first-time offender, he would not get anywhere near the maximum, and there's no guarantee the judge would send him to prison. She did not set a sentencing date. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Mediators are expected to continue to try to close a ceasefire deal between the terrorist group Hamas and the State of Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says mediators will push ahead to try to finalize the ceasefire deal.
We are going to continue to push on an urgent basis with our partners, with Qatar, with Egypt, to try to close this deal, because we know it's in the interests of Israelis, Palestinians, the region, indeed, the entire world.
The back and forth laid bare frustrations over the difficulty of reaching an accord that would bring an end to the 8-month-old war that has left scores of Israeli hostages languishing in captivity and scores of Palestinians dead. Delegates at the Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting have narrowly rejected a proposal to enshrine a ban on churches with women pastors in the denomination's constitution. Opponents argued the proposal was unnecessary because the SBC already has a way of ousting such churches. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 35 points, the NASDAQ rose 264, the S&P 500 advanced 45. This is SRN News. Two missionaries are honored.
Davy Lloyd and his wife Natalie were working at a mission in Haiti earlier this year when they were murdered by one of the country's numerous gangs. Now their alma mater, Ozark Bible Institute and College, has announced a scholarship in the couple's name. The school says, quote, "This scholarship is an effort to encourage future generations to follow Davy and Natalie's example by devoting their lives to Christian missions." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is heard questioning whether compromise between the left and right is possible on some issues in a conversation posted on social media. The conservative justice is also heard agreeing with a woman who says the United States should return to a place of godliness. The audio was posted on X by filmmaker Lauren Windsor. Alito is heard to say it's difficult because there are differences on fundamental things that really can't be compromised. This is SRN News. The United States will send Ukraine another Patriot missile system, as we hear in this report from Washington correspondent Ben Thomas.
The U.S. is answering Ukraine's calls for more air defenses. President Volodymyr Zelensky making this plea in April.
We urgently need Patriot systems.
The Pentagon's routinely provided the Patriots missiles, but now two U.S. officials tell AP the United States will send a second Patriot missile system as Ukraine battles an intense Russian assault on the northeastern Kharkiv region.
This is what can and should save lives.
Ukraine's been trying to fend off devastating Russian glide bombs that have struck its power grid and other civilian areas, as well as military targets. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russia, meanwhile, has sent warships to Cuban waters. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.